Hi, it's Mac, it's McCaughan here, and it's Thursday afternoon, 5 p.m. And once again, for about the 14 in a row, a day that started off very grey and cool, just improved and improved and improved right through the day, and it's been a gorgeous afternoon, and it's absolutely stunning. Just now again, probably about 18 degrees at this point, which is excellent for us for this time of year. Sitting on my front bench, facing the pond. Well, we've actually just been out of a jaunt right through to the town of Airdrie, west to the town of Airdrie, out the old A89. And the reason we were going out was I was taking Mary out to the St Andrew's Hospice, which is in Airdrie. It's quite a large hospice, built on one level, single story, bungalow style. But with I can't remember if it's got about 20 odd rooms for patients, something like that. But it's a most amazing place, even from the moment you walk in the big double automatic sliding doors into what's a beautiful entrance space with soft sofas, and then you turn left through another set of double automatic doors into the main reception area, which is really large, with tapestries on the wall and beautiful planting and beautiful carpeting. What a wonderful place. And I've taken Mary through because she has collected yet another amount of £500 for the hospice. She took one through just a matter of 2 or 3 months ago, or something like that, maybe 3 months ago, I can't remember. And now she's collected the same amount again, and she waits till she has that kind of figure before she takes the money through. She doesn't always collect all the money for the hospice. As some of you will know, she collects the money for various charitable organisations or sending people to Lourdes or something. But that's the second one this year. It may actually be three. I think she did one at the beginning of the year. But anyway, no matter. That's not the point. What I wanted to tell you about was that she took this £500 through, and as usual, they are extremely grateful for any donations, because they depend on a lot of sponsorship and donations of any kind, whether it's a couple of pounds from a school kid, or up to maybe a business handing in maybe a regular amount of £1,000 a month or more, even depending on the size of the business. What I wanted to tell you about is how much it costs to run this. The last time we were through, as I said, fairly recently, the lady who's involved, who is in charge of the donation sponsorship side of things, her name's Roseanne, actually met us and took both of us on a kind of wee mini tour off the place, and then took us into the beautiful tea room and got us a tea and a coffee and a cake, and let us see just how the place looked further afield in the reception, and explained a lot of what went on, explained a lot of how they gathered monies that they needed, they required to keep operating, and how it all worked with the patients and staff, and how many nurses to how many patients, etc., etc. And all, really, maybe not everything involved, but the stuff that people like us would be real interested in knowing. So we came away with a fantastic knowledge of now about how the whole place operates and what it needs. Which brings me to the point, eventually, of how much they need. Weekly, the hospice needs something in the region of £97,000 per week. Now, they're sponsored. I shouldn't say the word sponsored. They're actually subsidised by the local authorities because it's a hospice, to the tune of £40,000 per week. Which means at the end of the day, the figure, the sum that they have to collect each week on their own from whatever source is £57,000 a week. Now, when you think that that is over £8,000 per day, you wonder how they do it. They even have their own lottery, and they have probably hundreds of fundraising ideas running in the background. Maybe at schools, or special events, sponsored walks, sponsored this, sponsored that. And yet, I'm still gobsmacked at the fact that they can raise on their own £57,000 a week. Now, Mary's £500 was fantastically accepted. They were very, very grateful for it. But when you come away and you say, you know, it took you all that while and work to get that £500, and even that £500 is a drop in the ocean to what they need to get every week. We're not, say we, Mary's not donating £500 a week or £500 a month or £500 every 2 or 3 months. It's an odd occasion, maybe three times a year. And so her £500 is a drop in the ocean, but it's all those drops in the ocean, cumulative and added to the bigger drops in the ocean, to the bucket load of donation from some big company or to some sponsored events, that makes all that money. It's an amazing amount of money. And these people just, you know, how they manage it, how they keep driving themselves, probably having literally to phone different companies or phone different organisations and say, can you help us in any way? Can you do a car boot sale? Can you do a sponsored walk? Can you do this? And raise some funds and help us. And it's just amazing. So there you go. What an incredible sum of money, but what an incredible work they do for the hospice. Without people like Roseanne and all those that help, the hospice just wouldn't exist. For £40,000 a week, it would be a two-bed affair, I guess, if it ever existed. So, all good work. St Andrew's Hospice in Airdrie. It's probably one of the many hospices in the world, I know that. But I just admire them. I admire the staff that work there, whether they're nurses or cleaners or tea ladies, or administration, or in the gift shop, whatever. I just admire them all. Absolutely. Speak soon.